worry, I got you covered. Sick of watching the news? Don't worry, I got you covered. Didn't want to sit and listen to Pete Hegseth blather on for hours and hours. Don't worry, I got you covered. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get into the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing today, I want to take a minute to address some nonsense that I hear all the time about January 6th, because tomorrow I'm going to spend at least the first hour talking about Jack Smith's report about January 6th. Here's what I hear all the time about January 6th from conservatives. I've heard it on these airwaves. The next time somebody says this on a call with me, you get dumped immediately. You have been warned. I hear this. The January 6th committee destroyed evidence. That is a lie. First of all, Cardi, in the show document for today, there is a link. And it's to the government website that still exists and probably won't come like 2 p.m. on Monday. Okay? It's the government website that has thousands of pages of transcripts and emails and the 850-page report with the footnotes. It has the evidence from the January 6th committee. Any of the evidence that they talked about in the committee, it's there. Okay? Go check it out. We're putting the website in the show notes for today. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go to Hour 2 for today. The link will be in there. Okay? 140 transcripts, depositions, documents, memos, voicemails, emails. It's there. If the January 6th committee talked about it, if it was cited by the January 6th committee, it's there. Here's what, according to the committee rules, is not archived and preserved, because there's no destruction. It's just a question of like what evidence, what stuff is placed into the archives and preserved. Okay. Non-substantive emails, duplicate emails, stuff that's in quadruplicate, things that aren't materials not relevant to the committee's investigation. Now, here's the next thing that I hear from conservatives. They destroyed the evidence that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th. Who was Speaker of the Senate? Excuse me, not Speaker, but Leader of the Senate. Wasn't it the Senate that was responsible for the election? Yeah, that was Mitch McConnell. The Speaker of the House of Representatives doesn't control the Capitol Police. They're also not in control of security for the Capitol. It's also not true that Nancy Pelosi turned them down. That is also a lie. And in fact, the origin of that lie was a statement in a book made by Capitol Police Chief Stephen A. Sund. And guess what? The January 6th committee's interview of Capitol Police Chief Sund is in the evidence that you can access on this website. It's not destroyed. And he never said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops. What he said was that the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving, was concerned about the optics of having National Guard present. That's what he said, thing one. And thing two is that there was some conversation with Donald Trump and Donald Trump wanting to march with people from the big rally to the Capitol. And in that conversation, it came up again to have National Guard troops and the optics and all of that. And Donald Trump turned it down. And here's the fact. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and a bunch of Republicans called Donald Trump as he sat in the White House dining room while this was happening and asked him to order the National Guard troops there. And he didn't. So there's no evidence destroyed. There's no evidence destroyed of Nancy Pelosi turning down the National Guard troops because that didn't happen. Facts matter. So please, if you're a conservative, go to the government website. It's a long web link. Otherwise, I just read it. But we're going to put it in the show notes. Go to the website. Check it out. civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Second hour for today. The link will be there. Go look at the evidence. I'm over it. Here's what's in the committee report. Trump briefly considered having the National Guard oversee his procession to the U.S. Capitol, but he did not order the National Guard to protect the U.S. Capitol or to secure the joint session proceedings during the count of the Electoral College. Facts. So I hear that from any conservative caller ever again, you're getting dumped. By the way, do you think Donald Trump is going to carefully preserve all of this evidence from Jack Smith's investigations of him? Yeah, probably not. And with that, little correcting of the record, Cardi, with that, let's turn to Pete Hegseth. Spent the first hour talking about the lawless, loose cannon known as Aileen Cannon and her very effective attempts to shield Donald Trump for any criminal responsibility for what is, in my opinion, has always been the most egregious set of criminal acts by Donald Trump after he left the office. That is the stealing and then keeping of super secret spy documents, though he was asked over and 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 over again for a period of like nearly a year to turn them back over. Because you know what? They're supposed to be in the National Archives. Yep. Jack Smith's report on that case will never see the light of day. So, why do we talk about that first hour? Why are we talking about Hegseth's second hour? Well, they both just happened. And here's the common thread. Gross incompetent people who are completely unqualified. People who follow and have loyalty to individuals as opposed to our Constitution. A lack of transparency and utter lack of accountability. Yeah, these are the common threads. Ignoring the right of people, of the American people, to have all of the facts. That's what these two people, Aileen Cannon, Pete Hegseth, have in common. So let's dive in, shall we? Let's do that. We're going to start at the top. Let's start with Senator Kristen Gillibrand's questioning. It's pretty spicy. Let's take a listen. We're just going to take it from the top. This is cut 1A.
As secretary, would you take any action to reinstitute the combat arms exclusion for female service members, knowing full well you have hundreds of women doing that job right now? And the standards, your two-mile run, Tom, is about the Army combat fitness test. It is not the requirements to have an MOS 11 Bravo, which is the infantry. These are the requirements today for people serving in the industry, men and women. They are gender neutral and they are very difficult to meet. They have not been reduced in any way. And our combat units, our infantry is lethal. So please explain specifically, because you will be in charge of 3 million personnel. It is a big job. And when you make these public statements, and I get You were not Secretary of Defense then. I get you were on TV. I get you were helping veterans. I get it was a different job. But most recently, you said this in November of 2024, knowing full well you might have been named as Secretary of Defense. So please explain these types of statements, because they're brutal and they're mean and they disrespect men and women who are willing to die for this country.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your comments. And I would point out, I have never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present.
Okay, except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024, when he said, women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete. This happened throughout the hearing today. I respect him. What are you? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast? It's ridiculous. Were you lying then or are you lying now, sir? It's the favorite question friendly lawyer ladies that are really fired up on the radio ask witnesses when they're on the stand and they've given a series of inconsistent statements. Did you lose your mind? What happened? Did you have a conversion, a moment of clarity? The two things can't be true. And he kept talking throughout this entire hearing. Pete Hegseth, standards. We've lowered the standards. There are different standards. No, there's not. For key combat positions, there is no different female PT standard, female fitness standard, female IQ standard. They have to take these all kinds of tests. That's what Senator Gillibrand was talking about. He lied, repeated, acting like as if it's all the same thing and there's all this degradation of standard. And she was ticked off because the more he says that and how weak the military is now, the more he's disrespecting every single one of you that have served in the military and the sacrifices that you and your families have made and those that are serving today. Our military isn't weak, and it's certainly not made weaker by women in combat roles that meet the same standards and tests that the men do. And in fact, most people that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan acknowledge that women, especially in forward combat areas, can serve incredibly important roles and can do things that men cannot in those same forward operating theaters. We're going to take care of a little break. We're going to come back. Join us as we discuss the Hegseth confirmation hearings, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.